A third problem with our model is that it makes no attempt to deal with the unstructured C termini of the histone subunits. The reason is that the C terminal lengths and primary amino acid sequences show no consistency from subunit to subunit, which makes it difficult to envision a single unified purpose for them all. Subunits H3 and H4 have almost no C termini at all. Let's isolate the H3 subunits. Here now are the H3A and E chains. Note that these each have essentially no C terminus at all. In fact, there are only four residues distal to the final alpha helix, a sequence so short that I've had to insert a blue arrow to mark their location.